You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit scorenorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Are you trying to hear the song?
Okay.
Did Kenny do the Irish goodbye?
Sure did. He heard Marty Funkhauser and he was out. Marty Funkhauser. God.
Before we get into the Super Bowl and all kinds of other stuff, the invasion of Ukraine, things like that.
Fun stuff.
There's a crisis to discuss.
All right. Oh.
What do you think the Rocket is saying up there in hockey heaven about the Les Habitants having won 8 out of 48 games
Isn't
this
that
season?
Something?
8 out of 48 games they have won. They fired their coach last year, Claude Julien, for like the third time. And they brought this guy in, and he made it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And they gave him a three-year contract. They finally fired him today, I believe.
Wow.
8 out of 48 for the Canadiens. Wow. I can't believe it. I thought I would have made a deal with Satan to live until the Canadiens have won 8 out of 48.
How well, our version of the Canadiens is the Yankees. They've never,
they've never
spiraled
that
like that.
They've had some bad seasons in the Horace Clark era there in the late 70s and the late 60s, but never like that. Yeah.
I think the Rocket is tapping the pocket rocket on the shoulder saying, this is no good.
No, this is not good. He's saying, we can't. Even I couldn't put any Canadians in as the stars of the game after.
Didn't they lose to the Sabres yesterday? That might have been what did it.
Yes.
You lost to the Sabres?
Yes. 8 out of 48. They're 8-33-7.
Do you see where Canada still restricts attendance at games?
Oh, yeah. Vancouver's letting half in the way it looked. But
Winnipeg lets about half in.
Montreal is like zero, right?
Yeah.
And then Toronto, I think, you can now get 500 in. So
apparently, that's pathetic.
Apparently, the Crohn isn't as easy to cure up there as it is down here. I wonder why. I don't quite get it. I don't know. No. I think Trudeau basically tied his wagon to this.
Nobody has fewer points in hockey than Montreal.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. 8 out of 48.
Who owns Les Habitants?
Well, it was Molson Brewing. I don't know who
was looking at it up right
I think
now.
It's a big corporation, but it's not the brewing company, I don't think, anymore. But anyway, I wanted to bring
that
up.
Their goal differential is negative 85.
Wow.
And
that's pretty good.
They haven't even played 50 games yet.
Goals for?
No, that's math.
108?
I have 106 on my screen.
Goals against? 180.
Well, I have 106 and 191. Yours probably hasn't updated because their game was late yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, and they got
Yeah, but they'll get a number one. Judd would be in favor of them tanking to get that number one pick.
Yeah, but then I think they have a lottery now, too.
That's true.
NHL, just like everybody else.
Did you hear this idea that some emailer sent me? Instead of the Pro Bowl, play a game between the last place team and the second to the last place team with the winner to get the first pick? This year would have been Jacksonville, Detroit.
Yeah, but what's your incentive as a player? What do I give a damn?
Well, you might.
As a player, what do I care? I don't care. You know, that's easy for ownership. That's easy for ownership to say, but I don't want to go get my crap kicked out of me and blow my knee out.
We haven't played in 3 weeks.
Never play again in order to decide who gets the number one pick.
Tell that
guy he's an idiot, will you?
All right.
Okay.
Never mind. And
Just for me.
I thought it was a pretty neat idea. It'd be a real game to watch instead of the Pro Bowl. But you're right. What's in it for the player?
You know, the Pro Bowl, I believe, had 18 non-players, you know, that came up with various injuries. How many non-players do you think we'd have in the number 32 versus number 31
Rook,
game?
That's our chance. We'd get the call.
Right, we can go. I'm in.
But I told Joe, because he had brought this up during GL, The Pro Bowl still had a decent number, I think. If this was an actual game, it would outdraw every World Series game. If Detroit played Jacksonville in a standalone game the weekend before the Super Bowl, that's how pathetic sports viewing is right now. It's all football all the time.
Yeah, you would have to probably offer, several $1 million to the players on each team to play the game.
I would assume, wouldn't you?
Yes. Pat, what the hell is baseball doing? They're 12 days away from their first spring training game.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to have spring training. We are.
This is crazy.
Everybody wants to blame Manfred, and I think he's an idiot. I agree with that. But there has to be some reality on the other side that the grand old game is in big, big, big trouble. And the days of 32-year-old players somehow getting five-year, $990 million contracts are over. Yep. They aren't going to do that anymore. But even when it comes back, Joe, if it doesn't come back with some changes that spruce up the pace of the game,
right,
It's dying.
But they got a chance to bust out in what hopefully is going to be a COVID-free spring, and they're screwing it up.
Mm-hmm.
They're just screwing it up.
Well, yeah, but here's the problem. Tony Clark took over as you had Marvin Miller, the smartest guy in the world, right?
Yep.
Then you had Donald Fehr, who was a very bright guy, too. He learned at the knee of Marvin Miller. And then you had Tony come in, and everybody decided that the first contract Tony and his people negotiated, they got beat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they got beat. To me, with the contract, when Max Scherzer gets $40 million a year contract, he didn't exactly get beat. But Tony took that to heart now, and he's trying to win back all the things they lost, of which I have no idea
what they were.
Tony Clark is a former player, and he's now the head of the
union. Okay.
He's now the head of the union. He's the executive director. And, a very well-spoken player, whether that makes him a genius lawyer, I'm not sure. But I don't know. The funny thing is nobody cares except those poor towns that spent all those millions of dollars to pay for those stadiums and these various outposts. Mm-hmm. That in the hope that Red Sox fans would fill up their communities, fill up their hotels and stuff. But beyond that, I don't know.
Well, you sold the estate at just the right time.
You think so?
Well, you got no reason. That's why
that's
you
right.
had it.
I know. That's why I had it. And it would be a little, trying to make believe columns down there. I could do that for about a month, and then the season would then they'd right. start playing baseball.
Right.
I'd be over there at the end of January talking to guys who would showed up early and things like that. Now there's the major league players can't be there.
I was just going to ask you,
are they not allowed on the grounds?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow! They can't even go down there and play catch with each other.
But you know who's going to be in camp because he's not on the major league roster? Jake Cave.
Oh, my God.
Really? We thought we were kind of done with Jake when he got released, but he ended up signing with the Twins again, and he's Rocco's favorite player, and he'll be in St. Paul playing center field probably.
Promise me that we'll get one of those 15-second vines, those little videos of Jake diving for a ball that's 8 feet in front of him, please?
That's right. I don't know. We're in big trouble. I didn't like the Super Bowl as a contest. I thought it was boring.
It was a little slow.
The fourth quarter, it was close, but it was like...
I thought it was pretty good.
No offense.
As it wound down.
Yeah, okay. But you don't call a penalty the whole game, and then you decide you're going to let the Rams get a first down at the four-yard line.
Which would have made it fourth and 10.
Fourth and 10, yeah. The game's over.
I couldn't believe they threw... And I didn't care, but I thought... That's how you're going to decide the Super Bowl?
The trouble is the Bengals couldn't really whine because their one big play of the game, the guy might have cheated by snapping the head around and on the face mask
was,
to catch that. But I tell you what, that's a hell of a play. If you can grab a guy's face mask, spin him out of the way, and still catch a 75-yard
talent
pass, it still make it. That guy's got great hands. Jamar Chase is better than Justin Jefferson.
Oh, boy, that's a hot take.
That's a hot take.
Now, I'm not saying Justin Jefferson's not good, But Ja'Marr Chase is better.
I missed about the first 7 minutes of the game because I had to watch the golf playoff.
Yeah, I watched that. I was glad Scheffler won after choking on the I was clicking, but yeah. Scheffler, after choking on the putt that could have won it in regulation, it was. But I love the fact that when you get into a golf playoff, because the crowd is now assembled at 18, we're going to play 18 for 3 days?
Yep.
They now most of them play the last hole twice, and then if they don't decide it, they go somewhere else. But these guys played 18 three straight times.
It's become terribly evident that that tournament is completely designed to accommodate this crowd.
Yes. And by the way, the 17th, right? No, or is it 16th?
16th is the
where they have
Coliseum.
Built this, they have built now
with the
Coliseum.
Trees.
Yep.
But
no trees. It's a stand.
It's 10 years ago. 10 years ago when they started packing people in there,
yep.
They were drunken, crazed college students who would pay to just go there and have a great party.
Raise hell,
have
right.
Have a great party. Girls sparsely dressed, boys drunk, trying to develop a relationship with girls who, you know. And it was great because it was all spontaneous. None of them knew golf. And then they decided to take advantage of it and make this into a overpriced, ungodly area that you have to pay premium money to sit in, and they've ruined the vibe of the crowd completely.
There were two holes in one during the tournament.
Yes.
Did you see what the crowd did on each one?
Didn't we shower them with
littered the place with litter.
Yes.
Threw beer and water and everything. It took 10 minutes to clean it up so they could putt.
But had it been the college students, they would have rushed off and picked the guy up and carried him down there on their shoulders and dropped him in the pond.
Yeah.
They have changed the vibe. I was reading something in the Phoenix paper a couple, 3 years ago about when they build that thing. It's just a money gouge.
I'm going to ask a dumb question.
It's not a great hole, by the way.
Does it stay there all year round, or do you take that down?
Boy, that'd be hard. Yeah, they must take it down, but God, it would be hard work, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be a member of the Phoenix Country Club or whatever it is.
It's the TPC.
Phoenix TPC and have that sitting there all the time, does it?
I would think not. And you're right. It's not. It's an ordinary hole.
Yeah. They just had water on the right. If you actually had to carry the water, it would be a better hole.
But it just lent itself to the development of what they call the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. You know. And 18.
It's fun. I like it. I think it was fun.
18, by the way, the bleachers, they got a whole 10,000, too.
Yes.
The bleachers on 18.
What did they have for attendance for the tournament?
Well, one time they were claiming like 125,000 on Saturdays, and I'm sure they're lying.
Wow.
But they got, but when it, somehow the all the youth, when I was down there for the Super Bowl, the Phoenix Super Bowl, when they had. Patriots and Giants. And I was watching it. They had a mob of people out there, even though the Super Bowl was being played in Phoenix, you know. So,
what you're telling me now is the college kids can't afford to sit up there.
Yes, they can't. Yeah. They can't take over the whole the whole place like they used
to. It's like the diehard Vikings fans can't afford to go to U.S. Bank Stadium anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a nice payout. 1.4 for the winner, 893 for...
I was rooting for Thigala, the Indian young man.
I had no idea that Scheffler had never won one because he's been in so many of them. But this is about year four for him, right? But Sahith Thigala.
Thigala.
Was a...
Born in California.
Pepperdine.
Yep.
And played 5 years at Pepperdine. He was red shirts. He was hurt 1 year. But Hollis Gavner has attempted to take these... college superstars that are just become pros, and he had him up here in 2020. Mm. In 19, he had Matthew Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
And he had Morikawa, and then he also had Victor Hovland. He had those three
guys. Now, Thigala is a PGA Tour player.
Just, yes.
Why was he in on a sponsor's exemption?
I believe he was hurt a lot of last season. Oh. So they had to, he hadn't won enough money to be exempt.
Well, he just made a $500,000 yesterday.
Yes. And I had to feel bad about hitting, hitting his tee ball too good on 17. Yep. He hit it so damn good it went in the crap hole and stuff. But
he had a funny looking swing, and I heard that he had spinal bifida when he was a kid. Ooh.
He had a back problem now. He had a back problem that cost him a year at Pepperdine. I was looking up his bio, but he has got a violent swing, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Wow. So we were watching golf. But the football, the halftime show. 45 minutes.
No, it wasn't.
By the time they get the crap on and out, it was a 45-minute. They had to move in a town.
They had a town.
They had to move in a city.
Where's Snoop Dogg's car?
You could house all the homeless in Phoenix in this damn building that they brought in, and they sang for, what, 25 minutes?
Not even.
Hell yes.
No, I'll get the exact time.
I turned it on, and then they had some...
I disagree.
They had some girls singing. I don't know who they were. They had nice dresses on. But
Mary J. Blige?
Was that her and somebody else?
Yeah, she had the bad shorts, the weird pants.
No, I saw the ones in the evening gowns types. Who were those?
I didn't see that.
Who were those? I don't know who they were. I flipped over, then I flipped back, and then I finally got to Snoop Dogg, and I figured, well, that's got to be the end.
That's
Snoop
the shizzle.
Snoop Dogg has got to be the end. But
the actual musical act lasted 14 minutes, 39 seconds. The actual music.
Yeah.
Okay.
But how about moving the buildings? How long did that take? It was a 40-minute
break. Well, that was during commercial breaks.
It was a 40-minute break.
Hey, I got news for you. The halftime show wasn't for you.
Pat, that was a long way from Up With People.
You know, bring back the Parkettes and the University of Minnesota band.
UCLA marching band.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
No, you don't have to have a building.
Let us have our moment. This was for my generation.
Yeah, but put a stage out there. Take 4 minutes to move it in and out.
No. They got to have some... Got to have some zest, huh? No.
There was a lot of carpentry in
that
house.
That isn't your generation anyway. You're older than that.
No, right? I grew up with Eminem and Dr. Dre. Snoop.
Snoop is...
Okay, Pat, this is just breaking. Russia moves into attack positions with 130,000 troops.
What do they want?
I was reading that.
They don't want Ukraine to be westernized.
Yes, that's their big problem. They don't want it to be west. They feel it threatens their security.
Mm-hmm. So I know we had a lot of...
There's nothing we can do about it either.
We had a lot of woke moments during the Super Bowl and the commercials and whatnot yesterday. Yeah, please tell me how oppressed you are when I'm watching videos of four-year-olds in the Ukraine loading ammunition into machine guns. Mm-hmm. So please continue to tell me how oppressed you are.
Are we going to try to fight them or just let them walk in?
No idea.
We're vowing to not have any American presence in the country.
No, we aren't. But, I mean, what is Ukraine going to do?
God help us. I have no idea.
This is like Germany getting ready to attack Poland. What are you going to do?
Right.
This guy's crazy.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. Did you see him at the Olympics when they announced a skater from Ukraine or whatever event it was? He pretended to be sleeping. Mm-hmm. That's something a 12-year-old would do.
Yep. He was in the trench coat sitting up in the crowd.
Meanwhile, the 15-year-old Ruski cheater.
She
gets to skate. What do we think? Putin won't attack if
There's
we let her skate?
There's some thuggery going on behind the scenes with that Olympic.
It would irreparably harm her to not allow her to skate.
Well, somebody filled her full of dope.
Yeah, she didn't do it herself.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that what they're saying?
But if she wins, there'll be no medal ceremony. How does that play with the other skaters?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
It's the only reason you go there is to get on a podium.
The other skaters should refuse to skate.
That's right. You know? That's right.
When's it supposed to be, tonight?
I don't know.
Wait, it's hard to tell what tonight is, anyway.
I have watched. Are you still zero?
I watched as much of the halftime show as I watched of the, and I also asked on Twitter for people to notify me when Al Michaels said we'll be back with the kickoff, after this message.
Because then you could watch the
playoff. Then I could turn on the game.
Yeah.
Well, I did that, and I turned it on, and I still had to listen to Rock talk needlessly.
Oh, my, that was dumb.
What was it?
That was dumb.
What was that supposed to be?
I agree with that. I have no idea.
Rock, what happened to Rock, by the way?
This just in.
Skinny.
Does the Super Bowl really need any more additional hype?
No.
It's going to be the most popular event in the history of television every year, and it only continues to get bigger.
Did we get ratings, by the way?
Oh, I'm sure they're through the roof.
Well, and if you know you're not an A-list celebrity if you were not in a Super Bowl ad this year. Because everybody, every celebrity.
I hear Larry. I missed. I don't watch the ads either. But I missed Larry. Larry David had a good one. Somebody said for.
He did, but I don't remember what it was
product.
For.
That's bad.
I know.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
You're paying $2 million or whatever.
We're glossing over the best moment of the entire Super Bowl, by the way, because great minds think alike. Because Royce and I retweeted this video at the exact same time, and this was on the Dan Patrick Show, former LSU coach Big O Ed Orgeron. Talking about the biggest disappointment in recruiting in his time. This is about a minute and a half,
Joe.
Was
that on the pregame show?
No, this was on Dan Patrick's show the week leading up to the Super Bowl because he was there.
It's got nothing to do with the Super Bowl.
No, But okay. Dan always does his show on site for the week leading up to it. Dan, here's Big O. Here's 90 seconds of Big Ed O.
Who broke your heart? Is there one that stands out?
Oh, Adrian Peterson.
Oh.
Man, I loved him. I loved Adrian.
Oklahoma offered a better package to him.
This is a true story. We go down to see Adrian, me and Pete, and his mother ran track at, I think it was at Houston, wonderful lady. And Adrian and I had a great relationship. He loved Pete Carroll, but I felt like he and I were very tight. One time he says, Coach, I went to this school. He says, Coach, I want you to follow me. I couldn't drive with him. We went 30 miles. I said, I didn't know where we're going. We stopped at this little country store, and he bought a gingerbread cookie. I couldn't buy it for him for supper. And then we went to a basketball game. And we sat in the gym, and I said, what are we doing? He said, you see that guard right there? I got to play him next week. Coach, come and scout him. How about that? Then I said, well, Adrian, what is the key to getting you here at USC? He says, Coach, well, Bob Stoops, my dad is incarcerated. Bob Stoops won't see him. Well, me and Pete Carroll tried to go get him. And to go see him, they wouldn't let us in. But Adrian said, Coach, my dad is be able to watch my games where he's at. Well, if I go to Oklahoma. I tried to get the guy transferred to Los Angeles.
Wait, you tried to get Adrian's dad?
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. How does that happen?
I competed. Couldn't get it done.
That's the world's greatest voice.
Yeah, it is the world's
greatest voice. To get his dad transitioned
to a different prison.
Dad must have been in federal prison. Yeah. That
you know what
prison
that is? That is recruiting, baby. Is recruiting.
I competed.
That is. Well, he was a legendary recruiter before he got the job at Ole Miss, and then he was a blatant failure at Ole Miss. But he was, I think, then he went to Southern Cal after he was at Ole Miss.
When Pete left for Seattle.
But I can't remember where he was, first of all, and he was supposed to be the greatest recruiter of all time.
Oh.
So, but that was.
That is recruiting, baby. Tried to get his dad transferred in prison.
Hey, Ed, I saw that interview. Ed looks pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
He looks like
he. Will he get a job again?
I don't know. There was some. Apparently, there was so much harassment going on in his program. I don't know if he was involved, but.
Got it.
He got divorced, too.
Oh, no.
The girl that he loved and was always. There was a lot of part of him. She divorced him.
Oh, Ed's wife?
Ed got divorced.
Maybe she found out about the shrimping boat.
Well, she was. I think she was. I think he had a young, one of those 18-year-old married romances when he was a kid, shoveling shrimp, and then he got married to this gal, and then I don't know what happened, but I saw he was divorced. So
two things I'm playing catch up on. Two things I'm playing catch up on. Larry David appeared in a cryptocurrency ad. Yeah. During the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Neither do I.
That was why they hired Larry. He doesn't either.
And, you're right. That's exactly what I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And then the Molson family does still indeed own.
Okay. I got a question for you. Where is it?
What?
My cryptocurrency.
Oh, my God.
When I got it.
I don't even
want to
go
it?
Down this road.
Where is it?
I have no idea.
Where is it? On my phone? Where is it? Is it in there? If I got $28,000, is it my phone? And what happens if I lose my phone? Where's my $28,000?
Do you want me to try, or are you going to just shout me down it for 15 seconds?
I will not. I'll remain silent.
Okay. Young Matthew is actually the person that told me about it very briefly. Rookie's son.
Okay.
Cryptocurrency is a two-way transfer, meaning it's tied to a debit card, a checking account, whatever. You can set it up for monthly installments, weekly installments, whatever.
You've lost both of them already.
Meaning every Monday, $100 comes out of your checking account. And you know it's going. And then it go.
Where's it going?
Yeah.
It's going into your crypto account. So based on whatever the amount is, the value. So right now, Bitcoin is currently at 42,116.9. Currently, this changes by the second.
Per coin?
Per coin. So you're buying.
Yeah, well, what if I'm only giving them $100?
That's what I'm saying.
Like a little teeny bit of a
coin?
So
whatever you're buying, that $100 worth, you're getting a fraction of whatever the Bitcoin is worth at that given time. Now, it can go up. It can go down.
This is what happens. But what if I want to spend it?
Then you have it withdrawn.
Go to your crypto wallet and pull out the $100.
Does Josh like crypto?
Josh is not a crypto guy.
Good. I can't even do the Apple wallet. They keep now.
I wouldn't recommend you doing
the
Bitcoin.
Like when I was going to Iowa, they said they were going to send me a ticket so I could park, right?
Yep.
At Iowa City for basketball game. And so they sent it to you, and it's fine. And it says transfer. So I hit transfer. And it says, put it in your Apple wallet.
I don't have an Apple wallet.
And then somebody told me, well, we all have an Apple wallet.
I think
wallet.
You do have an Apple wallet.
Well, I guess I killed it off because I didn't want an Apple. I didn't
get this off my phone.
Yes, I think I did one of those, you know, when you get everything gets jiggly and then you can hit it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And keep. I think I did that to my Apple wallet. So, but I don't get it. I don't know.
I don't want to get
What's wrong with, hey.
What's wrong with money?
Right here. Here's a wallet.
Here's my
right
Apple
here.
Wallet
look
right here.
Look at that.
What's wrong with this?
What's wrong with this? Look at this.
Everything is
right there.
For those of you listening to the podcast, that was Joe and Pat showing each other their wallets.
I got a wallet.
I know it. I got a little case like this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just holds a few things.
I don't have any money, so I don't have a wallet.
Pat, this is the best thing I own. My Twin Cities Pioneer Press employee card, but I don't know where the building is.
He just walks up to random buildings downtown to
Will
see if it...
Does this work here?
I don't think we're ever going to get those strippers back in, man. I heard that, you know, we're kind of being, come on now. Things are getting better. You're kind
Rolling.
Of encouraged.
He's in.
And I heard one of the editors the other day say, there's more people are slowly back into the office. I was in the other day, Marcus Fuller and I. That was it. Nobody else.
Really?
So, anyway.
It's a nice building with nobody in it downtown.
Three floors, man.
Wow.
Capella Towers and
three floors, huh?
Three floors, yeah.
What is
your closet here?
How about this studio right here?
Do you know that the Star Tribune, even though the circulation is like 250 now, which is, was 600,000 at one time for Sundays. Third biggest in the country.
No.
Print.
What?
Print.
For Sundays.
I think Sundays, yeah.
And it's only 250?
Yeah, something like that.
What exceeds it? New York Times, probably.
Times and the Post, I suppose. Although the Times and the Post are all...
Wouldn't Wall Street Journal be up there, too?
Well, I guess we're not. I think they're daily newspapers located.
Wall Street Journal doesn't publish on Sundays.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay. No. I apologize.
Somebody told me that. Anyway.
Speaking of that, I did see a post over the weekend with someone with knowledge that was doing the glasswork for one of the new Timberwolves owners downtown Minneapolis on their condo that they had purchased overlooking Target Field. It's about a 10,000 square foot condo overlooking Target Field.
Is it Billionaire Lore?
It's the other gentleman.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why he would be purchasing that for basically coming to home games.
I was very proud of very proud of my reference to those guys in a column I wrote last week. I said, Billionaire Mark Lore and terrible baseball TV analyst Alex Rodriguez.
I thought you liked him on TV.
Oh, I hate him. He's terrible. He never says anything.
Oh.
He just babbles like a moron.
Okay.
Plus, he's the biggest fraud that ever lived. But
who am I? I'm confusing him with somebody that you didn't think you'd like, but you did like on the MLB broadcast. Is it Pedro? Who am I thinking of?
Oh, I love Pedro.
Maybe that's who I was thinking of.
I love Pedro.
Okay. I thought Alex and J-Lo were the real deal, and then I wake up to realize.
She was at the game. She's back with Ben Affleck. Yeah. Weren't they? Is this a rebound?
Apparently.
Were they together like 20 years ago?
Yeah, but they were like all the other celebrities, maskless and telling us all how to live our lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They were, but they he was with her at one time before, right?
Yep.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
That's what my wife told me.
I can go through the timeline here if you'd like.
Say, your Wild play tonight. They're home to the Wing.
Yes, the lowly Wing. How would you like to be a Detroit sports fan?
Man. Oof.
Lions, terrible.
Yep.
Tigers, getting better, but still terrible. Pistons, worst team in the league, and the Red Wing.
You know what we say to that in Detroit?
Just got ejected.
This guy and this guy.
Matthew Stafford, just a coincidence that he left town and won the Super Bowl. Although
he tried hard to give that thing away.
He's overrated.
I agree.
He's overrated. He's Cousins.
Well, that's the comparison now that you saw that.
He's better than Cousins. He is better than Cousins.
Now, Cousins would have probably screwed something up on that last drive.
Well, first of all, Cousins wouldn't have gotten that team to the game in the first place.
Right.
But
I think we keep him.
No, they're going to with this guy.
I don't think this guy has any special relationship.
Well, they worked together in Washington.
Yeah, and he had a terrible year. One year, he had a terrible year, and they dumped him. Somebody, by the way, Lewis Black was at the... The casino, Mystic Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, was he really? Saturday night. And somebody yelled up to him. He mentioned the Vikings, and somebody yelled up, "Yeah, Kirk Cousins." He says, "Yeah, we had him in Washington. We don't want him back."
Yeah. Wow.
Which was, I guess Lewis was.
My own personal washer.
Yeah, that's
what I do with my money.
Rinsing and scrubbing and rinsing and scrubbing. God,
you ever,
what a great
you ever
bit.
Watch the Seinfeld in the car thing?
Oh, they're with
not
him?
Not anymore.
No, I missed
it. But he had one.
Comedians in cars.
Comedians
drinking coffee.
Oh. He'd have some fancy car pick him up. But some of them were pretty good.
Yeah.
And we had Lewis Black on there. Lewis, pretty low-key in that
one. Really?
But funny. Of course, he's funny.
What I have always really appreciated about Jerry Seinfeld is what he does for the secondary car market. For guys that are trying to look for automobiles.
He's ruined it.
Oh, is that right? Because he'll buy anything?
He ruined the Porsche 356 market.
Really?
Yeah.
When he bought all of them?
No, he bought one for about $450,000 that you and I could blow on it and it would have fallen apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So now those guys that have that
want to
charge.
You can't, a poor man can never buy one again.
I got to take you out to the boonies next summer and see Krause's collection.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Paul Krause?
Yeah.
Do it. Make sure you do it when the Sox are playing.
We won't tell you where it is or anything like that, but
you'd be impressed, Mr. Mayor. Mm-hmm. You would be impressed.
And you know what that guy can do? Unlike some of us? Mm. Tinker.
Yep.
He's doing this, building that.
That tools, probably.
He's a tinker guy. Yeah. He does stuff.
Were you ever
look under hoods.
Well, as my 7-year-old says, "Is that the guy with the loud car?" I said, "Yes, buddy, that's the guy with the loud car."
Were you ever in Lauren Conan's garage from the Home and Garden Show?
No, I wasn't.
He had a beauty.
He had a great setup. Mm-hmm. He might have had about 4 or 5 of them, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
The old pickup truck. And
I always kind of wondered, how does a city inspector do this well?
Step 17. Take a close look at step 17. Very close look. I love teasing him about that. He would get so frustrated. Hey, step 13's looking pretty good, too, on the back stairs, huh?
And that, plus he traveled the world hunting.
Yeah, killing various
rare
varieties.
Mountain goats. And
there was these big...
Hell of a guy.
Wonderful.
Big horn things. Yeah. But he was in Romania.
Yeah.
And they got over to one of those, Kazakhstan or something, and they got...
we support.
They got ripped off.
Oh.
Yeah, they got over there. Ooh. Didn't, you know, like they didn't get what they were promised. They don't promise you the animal, but the effort that they put into getting the animal
and
for you.
I think your
good.
Level of argument only goes so far in the Stan countries. Yes.
Yeah, right.
You let a lot go.
Because I think the Stanners get along with Putin.
Okay.
Belarus.
Yeah, they haven't broken away.
That Belarus. I mean, Ukraine is. Ukraine just was trying to be too nice to us. So that's. I hope my I hope this doesn't affect my Ukrainian housekeepers. Probably the people who come and not housekeepers.
But war on Wednesday. All right.
War on Wednesday. That's nice to announce.
Russia moves into attack position.
They must be fairly confident if they can tell us when they're attacking.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
I thought they might wait for the Olympics, Dan.
Oh.
Yeah, they're still going this Wednesday, aren't they?
Yeah, they go all this week.
There is another bit of breaking news on a much smaller scale, by the way. But longtime NFL sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya, who was done with her broadcasting career after last night's Super Bowl, will now enter politics.
Oh, yeah.
After working the sidelines of Sunday night's Super Bowl, Tafoya told The Athletic that she had wrapped up her career as a full-time sports reporter and that she will immediately co-chair Republican businessman Kendall Quall's campaign to become Minnesota's governor.
Really?
I approve.
That can't hurt him.
That's a wise move for Kendall.
I don't know. Is she
like Walsy?
Kendall's a good candidate.
Is she? Well.
I know.
Yes. No. Words are wasted.
Right. I know. Right. Yes. I know.
She could be Mother Teresa. I don't know what the hell would I care. But Michelle.
Just eliminate this in half.
Michelle, that's how she became buddies with Bernard, being of the same political bent. So.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, good luck to her.
She's not on that show anymore.
I don't think so. She had a long run, though, man. What, 20 years?
It was longer than that, wasn't it?
Really? Boy, that tells you how few women there were in sports when she started.
That's a good
question.
She
just started, like, doing call-ins as a, you know.
Was that Al Michaels' last game? He has no contract for next year.
Yeah, he has not.
Well, somebody, though, I don't know if it's going to be Al. Like, I think Buck's contract is up, too, although he isn't leaving Fox. But someone's going to get paid by Amazon to do football. Because Amazon's got the exclusive Thursday night deal starting next year.
God, I hope they don't drag Collinsworth with him. He drives me nuts.
Well, and when he has the opportunity to say something, he doesn't say anything.
Last night he says, I don't think I've ever seen a quarterback facing the pressure that Matthew Stafford has, make plays like he did on this drive. Never? Really?
Yeah.
50 years? You've never seen anything like that?
I disagree.
You didn't see Montana throw the ball to the White Clark? You didn't see that? God almighty. Four times a game, he says, I've never seen anything like that.
He's not very observant.
No, he just cliched.
He tries to just toe the middle the entire game. That's all he tries to do.
And of course, with the Bengals, he did a, you know, I'm sure they felt he was unloyal, right?
Yeah, probably.
Wasn't that where he made?
Well,
his
even
game?
the penalty that you were talking about, where they decided to finally throw a penalty flag, he went, they called that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And I thought that's your time to say something.
Say, hey, how come you've gotten away with murder here for four quarters, and that now you've decided to decide the game here?
Yep.
Cooper Kupp's good, though.
Yes, he is.
For a white boy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care when I don't expect a white lad to be making those cuts and doing all that good stuff.
I thought
Odell was faking it, too, by the way.
He ended up being hurt, too. Yeah.
Well, someone had speculated his career might be done because his knee was apparently shattered. Although, I don't
Last
know how much.
Night?
Yeah, his knee was that bad. Michelle joined CBS Sports in 1994, but I know she worked for KFAN before that. So her profile says 1993 to present.
1993 to present.
Damn near 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Hell of a run, Michelle.
I'm glad that we're toward the end here and it didn't come up on the show, but on this Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, let me do it.
You're not going to play the Valentine's
Day. No. Much better. No. Patrick, will you please do us all a favor and ask young Matthew what he purchased for his wife for Valentine's Day?
Do you want me to then comment?
Yes, I do. And then
you may have an opinion.
And then at best, I can edit it out.
Wasn't a scented calendar, was it? I mean, a candle.
I did get her two.
Are there scented calendars? That might be a.
Can't wait for May, huh?
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ! Right.
I'm really looking forward to July.
Oh my God! That's right. Don't turn it yet.
Yeah, hang on. In fact, I'm really glad that January has. sent, 31 days.
The centaury lasts 31 days.
I think, you know, like pine trees and stuff.
Yes, yes, right. Why not? You know, thanks fun in a home. Thanks fun in a home, you know.
It'd be great.
My God.
So what did you get the wife?
Well, I did get her two of the candles, and they're good scented candles. Mm-hmm. And then I got her a bathing suit.
Really?
Yes.
You picked out a bathing suit for your wife?
I picked out a bathing suit
what
for my wife.
What the hell is wrong with you? There's a 100% chance that's going back where it came from.
Well, I had the approval of two young ladies in the house that said, yes, it's a nice color and it's a nice design. And then I was just worried about the size.
She needed that in your last house.
Yes, yes, yes. 100%.
Pat, what would happen if you attempted to get a bathing suit for the DA?
I was going to come to you two for advice
on
when
occur to us.
What kind of bathing suit to buy for my wife. Figuring you guys have done this many times.
Happen.
Yeah, yeah, no, it wouldn't occur to me to. No,
well,
no,
I'm glad you kept it clean, yeah. Pat. That makes makes me happy. That,
it did.
Save it for off the air, okay?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I'm on a school run duty.
All right,
oh,
well,
really? You got to pick him up?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day Bank.
Yeah. All right.
No, he's not allowed to pick him up. He can't be trusted.
No, I
got to
watch a baby while her mother picks him up because they told me I wouldn't be able to figure out getting in line.
What do you do if the baby does a mess or something? What
her
do you
mother
do?
Won't be gone that long.
Why don't you just hang tight there, kid?
My father-in-law, Ed Keeger, put him right in the bathtub. Just put him right in the bathtub and just wait
Where's
it out.
Where's the baby? Oh, he's
How
sees.
Old's the baby?
16 months.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Getting stinky at that age.
Yeah, they get messy then. Yeah, they get messy.
Yeah, that's right. You should start doing what my old man allegedly did to me.
What?
When I was about 11, 12 months, you'd poop your diaper, he would hold you above it and scream bloody murder so you should be frightened of it and kick your legs. And supposedly it affected me for life.
You know,
but I started using the potty chair really early because I'm still terrified by poop. That's why I didn't become a farmer. So.
Monday Night Sports Talk. We'll see you next week.
All right.
EcoFun has e-bikes in stock. And why is that important? Because every other bike retailer is out of stock and will not be getting new e-bikes until December or January. You can't even get one for Christmas from them. The weather is warming up, so if you are in the market for an e-bike, scooter, or ATV, go to EcoFun right now. EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Talk with Tim Bloom, the owner of EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Tim and his family will help you select the e-bike that is right for you, and they will deliver it to your front door in the metro area. Right now, EcoFun has Bentelli e-bikes and Yamaha Motor Assist bikes in stock. EcoFun also carries the full line of Yamaha scooters, motorcycles, and a wide variety of Yamaha ATVs, including ATVs for kids. Check out EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake and online at EcoFunMotorsports.com and tell Tim that old bicycler Patrick Ricey sent you.
It's Reavers here for Josh Arnold. Mr. Money Talk is what he's called around these parts. Josh has been an investment consultant since 1978. This extensive career has given him the experience needed to manage your money in both up and down markets. Josh provides independent, personalized investment planning to individuals and small businesses, including retirement plans. Josh has been doing this for quite some time, and the thing that separates him from the rest is he will always give you straight talk and never sugar-coated advice. When you invest for yourself or for your small business with Josh, you get the same straight talk that you would expect from Mr. Money Talk. You also get an investment consultant who will work proactively with you to create a strategy that fits your goals. You can also hear him at the end of Garage Logic every Tuesday and Thursday with a full report. Give him a call today for that free 48-minute financial consultation at 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. Or for more information, just visit his website, josharnoldinvestmentconsultant.com.